Blog Talk Radio.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
What's up, Giblets? It's the one, the only Brian Rails. Who the fuck else? Coming to you live from Off the Rails Uncensored. Now, Angel Fishes. Before we start off the discussion on professional wrestling, yes, I am well aware that coronavirus is a pandemic. And yes, I am well aware that this is not a political or news slated podcast. This is anything and everything professional wrestling. Living life. Ladies and gentlemen, this is 2020, and yes, a pandemic is sweeping the nation. There's travel restrictions now from Europe to the United States. So for those of you who are going to WrestleMania, my apologies. Hopefully you guys get the tickets refunded to you. That sucks. Of course, some of you are saying might as well have done us a favor because Mania is shaping up to look really shitty. But tonight, we're going to touch on something that I never touched on before in my podcast. Yeah, I've done an episode dedicated to 9/11, but we all know why. And yes, I've done, you know, certain things in memoriam of. And yes, I'm well aware that Tom Hanks and his wife have just contracted the disease as well as an NBA player from the Utah Jazz. But I'm just going to say this nicely. We can't live our lives in fear. Go to work and then go from there. Because if not, holy crap on a crack, we're going to become one paranoid nation. And it's for a reason, you know, coronavirus. Is basically a respiratory disease which, you know, you don't know you have it until 2 weeks' time. And, dear Lord, I'm getting emails about this shit, too. So, let me just read this email to you, seeing how I don't know what the hell is going on. Let me just sit here. Be cool, be chill, be real. So this email says, thank you for being a valued Sam's Club member. You're the reason what we do, what we do. So I wanted to personally reach out to you regarding the current coronavirus situation. As I'm sure you've seen, there continues to be an influx of new information each day. So I appreciate the chance to update you on what we're doing right now at Sam's Club to protect you and your family. Good Lord. I'm just reading this email, folks, because I never do this. This is a pro wrestling podcast. I assure you I will get to professional wrestling soon. But it says, first, I want to assure you that your safety and the safety, all of our members and associates remain our top priority, and that means you can shop with us or shop us with confidence. So we've gone back and reinforced our industry-leading practices and policies regarding how we clean our clubs. It is our goal to ensure a safe, clean, safe, and sanitary environment. Our associates are exceeding the guidelines for cleaning set in place by the CDC. We've increased the frequency of our cleaning assignments, particularly in the restrooms, cafe, and drinking fountains. We are wiping down our shopping carts with disinfectant after every use. And this is what I'm talking about. I'm not going to read the whole thing. We are posting hand sanitizers at every entrance and exit at designated registers. Out-of-stock items, we are seeing increasing numbers of shoppers in our clubs and certain items like Paper products and cleaning supplies are in high demand. Please know we are working to replenish these items as fast as humanely possible. We will continue to work all night and day to get these products to you. It wants me to use what I already use, and that's the Sam's Club Scan and Go app. This is like become nightmarish because if you look at the web, folks, a lot of fans are complaining about, oh, you know, canceling the NBA. I think it's mainly the gamblers, you know. This is just hearsay, though. They're suspending the season indefinitely, but they ain't suspended the Astros yet. What the hell, man? The Houston Astros let off the hook. They don't have coronavirus, but one player from the Utah Jazz does, and they shut everything down. Okay, cool. There's a lot of people that are upset because they can't go to Mania weekend, and it's not just Mania, folks. If they had tickets to NXT, though I wonder, are they going to do an empty arena thing and be a first ever WrestleMania without a crowd? See, I told you I was going to drag professional wrestling into this. Let's start off, you know, with an AEW review. AEW Dynamite review. Results, my dear friend, results, results. I think it's Bleacher Report. All right. AEW Dynamite. Winners, grades, reactions, highlights from November 20th. That's not it. No. March 11th. Okay, here we are. Hangman Page and a mystery partner versus Chris Jericho and Sammy Guevara. Joey Janela and Private Party versus Death Triangle. Jurassic Express versus MJF, The Butcher, and The Blade. Cody versus Ortiz. Okay, so Cody versus Ortiz. I'm not reading the description, damn it. Cody beat Ortiz. So before that, let me just read the bit description. So essentially the Inner Circle is trying to beat Cody Rhodes' ass, and then the Elite comes in and saves him. So Matt Jackson, Kenny Omega come in and make the save. Let's see here. Quick screw leg whip, blah, blah, blah. Use the figure four. Okay, that's cool. What match isn't blood and guts when it comes to AEW? Just out of curiosity, because there's been very few matches on Dynamite that have not included Gigan or, you know, Negan Jr., everyone. Okay. Let me just find out if I can find the results or not. So, I don't want that role. So Moxley won again. Looks like he's bloody as hell. Not want to drive up in there. And no, I didn't want to do that either. Moxley addresses the AEW faithful. Okay, that's not it either. This is old. That's March 4th. Who is working my technical side of things, folks? Okay, there we are. That looked a lot like Shinsuke Nakamura's vest. Just looking at the picture, folks, that's all. Garnered 906,000 viewers. So, yeah, that's by marginally a lot. Let's see, 188,000. No. Okay. No, that's right. That's 188,000 more viewers than NXT. So 906,000 again. Jesus, lose. Okay. AEW with Archer debuts. Okay. Alongside Jake Roberts. Interesting. So that's who Jake picked. I thought it was going to be someone bigger like Matt Hardy. And apparently he's just giving me numbers. Oh, because it was Forbes. No wonder, Vinny, you gave me the wrong notes. Okay, so hang on, Paige. Cody and Arn Anderson and Brandi Rhodes versus Ortiz with Santana. Oh, my goodness. Lance Hoyt is officially in his presence. No. Okay, then. I don't need a full description. Chris Stratlander and Hikaru Shida versus Bea Priestley and Nyla Rose. Nyla Rose and Bea Priestley won the match. There we go. I'm sorry, folks. So Rose Spears. Hikaru Shida, and then hits the Beast Bomb for the win. Okay, the Jurassic Express versus MJF, the Butcher and the Blade with the Bunny and Wardlow. This is so weird. MJF, the Blade, and the Butcher. Extremely odd to be doing this stuff and reading it as it's live. Not really, but Joey Janela and Private Party versus Death Triangle. Wow. Death Triangle wins the match. Hawk, Phoenix, and Pentagon wrapped up Queen Cassidy and Janela around each other in what is called the Death Triangle Submission. Okay, what to do? Oh, wow, that's funny. Jim Ross had a sit-down interview with Moxley. He asked how he felt. Moxley said he's beat up and doesn't feel good, but has all been about getting up one up on each other. Ross asked about Moxley's plans for Blood and Guts. And then pay-per-view folks. Says he's in the Inner Circle's blind spot right now because they're focused on the Elite. That should scare them. Hangman Adam Page and Dustin Rhodes versus Chris Jericho and Sammy Guevara with Jake Hager and Santana and Ortiz. Hangman Adam Page and Dustin Rhodes. So Danny, the Buckshot Lariat wins. Okay, cool. You want my assessment on AEW? Semantics, you know. NXT. So tonight, Keith Lee defended his title, his North American Championship against Cameron Grimes. Keith Lee ends up winning by disqualification. Actually, no. 1, 2, 3. But afterwards, Mr. Damian Priest interferes, which I talked with Lady Lynn, and she goes, how did you know? I was like, sometimes stuff happens right on the dime, man. You just have to gauge shit. 31 minutes left. Goodness sakes, I have a lot to blather on about, and I think I have the perfect time and show tunes to go with it. No, not Broadway. No. This is a professional wrestling show. So, buckle up, fuckers, because you're about to get in depth and go inside my own head. And I'm about to not commiserate, but I'm about to preach. No, not adding religion, but adding some spice and flavor to the mix, right? Off the Rails and Censored is a copyrighted podcast. Any further use or implementation of the phrase Off the Rails Uncensored, you will be fined $45 in the court of law and you'll be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law for plagiarism. All right, folks. If you have small children under the age of 14, the content of this here podcast is not readily available to small children. We're not supervised by adult, and adult is expected to be decent, if you will. So anyways, monkeys in the truck. Hit my fucking music. Dig it.
Look in my eyes. What do you see? The cost of personality.
There's just so much to chat about. I could go on and on about the NXT review. You know, that's just—it's just me, folks. It's just second nature for me to sit here and discuss professional wrestling. Also, to let you know, this thing called living life—you know, despite what people are saying, oh, you know, they're going to cancel the shows. I don't doubt that because coronavirus has reached a pandemic that. There's a good possibility that WrestleMania 36 is going to be called off. That's fine. It's whatever. Too historic of an event, and plus it's too big of an event to cancel. No, because, I mean, the NBA season's already been suspended indefinitely. And so, you know, there's a lot of shit going on right now in this country and other countries that have made people well aware of the situation and what's going on. Do people have answers to this? I don't know. It seems as if, you know, the world is at a standstill because everyone is so fucking paranoid about, oh, I don't know if I'm going to catch it. I'm going to say what Lewis Black says. If you worry about everything, it makes you sick. When you're sick, it makes you a possible case of the coronavirus, COVID-19. Same thing, you know, you have to remember if you get diagnosed with coronavirus. This thing called life. Live it or you don't. It's frightening to think, you know, folks, that all this time thinking about what if scenario A happened in this world and we all just decided to cave in and say, you know what, we're not going to even try. We're just going to grab every surgical mask because it's respiratory and might get infected just by looking at the person. Not going to spend, like I said, I'm not going to spend the night talking about the coronavirus. Because, no, thank you, professional fucking wrestling. The one thing that I look forward to doing is this podcast and, you know, reporting to you guys exactly how I felt about, Elimination Chamber, Royal Rumble, soon to be WrestleMania, WrestleCon, anything professional wrestling. That's like my, I love going, I love seeing people in the crowd. I like, you know, I like listening to conversations because when my brother Kurt used to bring me, we used to help set up and tear down. Well, I used to. I know Kurt may or may not. But let me tell you a little something. Am I nervous? Yeah. Am I going to live? Yes. If I get it, I get it. That's the point. Professional wrestling will always be the staple front. Sometimes it's not. Yeah, I get that, my friend. Wrestle_radio for more information on any Instagram, WrestleRadio / Facebook.com, and then BTrain05000 on Twitter.com. It always amuses me that the same people who had, you know, shitty attitudes, like, I don't think professional wrestling is a great escape. I think it's more violent, you know, it's more violent. If it were violent, it'd be back to the days of the Attitude Era 99 or ECW or even the territories back then, man. USWA, NWA, AWA. Remember Jerry Lawler wrestled in Eastern Championship Wrestling and then also there's a lot of factors that go into watching professional wrestling at a time like this. It's called sitting in front of the tube, turning on the fucking TV and going, you know what? If I get it, I get it. They said that simple lack of vitamin C or vitamin D. I forget which one. Anyways, professional wrestling is extremely therapeutic. You know, once you get to learn not only behind the scenes, but taking your first bump and watching it from a different perspective is also a joy. And now you can't, I mean, you can at birthday parties for your mom or your dad, but by yourself? No. Trying to stay awake, folks, but the main roster's latest pay-per-view has done nothing for my jollies. I realize I'm probably going to have to rearrange some things after I get off the horn here. My roommate's been, you know, messaging. But anyways, professional wrestling, living life. Live your personal life and don't say anything on Facebook. You live your life professionally, but still, you know, you live the lifestyle of a worker, yes. A little nervous, yes, yes I am. Because if it's reached the level of pandemic, it makes one wonder, okay? It makes one wonder, you know, are they really going to do an empty arena? You know, what's the deal? Are they going to do the Hall of Fame with nobody there and just accepting awards and have fill-in audience laughter? Which I, you know, don't know. Just have to wait till next month. That's all I'm going to tell you, man. But I do feel bad for the people overseas. Nobody, I don't know, not allowed outside. The president just decreed, and no one from Europe shall come to America, and vice versa. This is for real, man. But you know what? Time to enjoy. And this thing called living life like we did before this virus came around, like going to the movies or, you know, being able to maintain a certain kind of job. It was that, you know, sense of normalcy, if you will. Professional wrestling. You know, a lot of people would understand if, I mean, if through the grind on the other side. I'm not talking about the foam pit at WrestleMania. I'm talking about legit going through shit and having to go to another show and another show and another show. It's addictive. It's got me hooked. It's got a few of my friends hooked that are still in this business. And why? Because they'll sit there and tell you, professional wrestling is like, you know, any kind of sport you lift, you run, you lift, you run, you eat right, you run. You go back. If it's still worthwhile, you know, continuing professional wrestling, or is it one of those, okay, no thanks, I don't want to even try or attempt. And there's a lot of my friends who don't even want to try or attempt, they just like to make fun of it. So professional wrestling to me, former worker as a former fan, it'll always be something that was more than just to release the therapy. Like, okay, Tonight I watched AEW. Tonight I watched NXT. It's just one of those things that professional wrestling helps you do as a fan, not trying to completely step on the toes of creative. But, dear God, man, this is off the rails and censored, and I really haven't been able to roast for a very long time. But I shall do my best. Don't mind if people are losing their shit because they found life hacks to make surgical masks. These are the same people who don't wash their or brush their teeth. It's just a laundry list. One, you know, you realize, you know, this is a build-up between Charlotte and Rhea. I don't have any complaints about that feud. Are they... Yeah, man. That's what I've been reading questions. That's what the long pause was. I'm not falling asleep on my own show, but I am going to get off here in a couple of minutes, all right? To the people who, you know, don't know the difference between main, NXT, and AEW. AEW is pretty much the only competition is NXT. Why not Raw? Why not SmackDown Live? Why? Because there are certain moments that only the boys can share with the boys and the gals with the gals. It's more of a personal type thing, if you will, mostly personal preference. I haven't roasted anyone for a while is going to be reprised because here's the thing, folks. When you watch professional wrestling and they say, we're going to give you what you want, and we're still sitting here almost a full year later from when that was told about, okay, I need you to get this into your head, man. NXT deserves a lot more credit than what they get. Sometimes, yes, it's a little bland. Sometimes it has down nights, but that's any story. We sell these lovely palm trees. Sorry, folks, I'm going all over the place. Might be a little tired, but okay, seriously, Elimination Chamber, no thanks. Shayna Baszler came out there and beat every woman close to 60 seconds or a minute and 15. There are definite problems. And a few of those problems is it going to be Charlotte as the champion? I don't know. How long will her title reign last? Because at this, so, you know, the title shot belongs to Asuka. Anyone, if that doesn't quite pan out, then I don't know what to tell you. Other than, you know, my roast quite done yet, so I'm going to just get a little head start here. Why is AJ Styles the only man, true man, to have gigged in a non-elimination chamber match? Can you explain that to me? And why, how, what was the grip on the suplex dude? Drew Gulak and Daniel Bryan was one big stiff fest. Simply because some of the shots that were taken, like the kicks, and the almost aside moonsault was caught the knees or legs or whatever. I was going to say, it didn't leave a good taste in my mouth watching Elimination Chamber. Not just because of Baszler and what she did, but there was a moment in the match where, you know, not a lot of good things happened. It was a blur to me, folks. I'm sorry. drawing a blank here, worked 8.5 hours or 8 hours, my bad, putting stuff away. Anyways, I'm reading some of your questions. I will get back to them as soon as possible, but main roster needs to step up their game. How? We already have a feud that's set in place between Charlotte and Rhea. Okay, so they milked everything. Also, Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano. We knew this shit was coming. We knew. Hopefully, you know, tomorrow things get straightened out. Things get better, okay? Because if you didn't like what good old Brian Rails had to say, then I got 3 choice words for you. Forget about it. Before I get off the air, I'm not done yet. If you criticize, that means you're kind of a fan because you want to see what they do next so you can criticize even more. If you're a wrestling fan, some logic goes out the fucking window. Now, why? It just does. Okay? Or at least in my professional wrestling world, all right? And if you didn't like what good old Brian Rails had to say, then I got 3 choice words for you. Forget about it. You know what? Somewhat tiring. But, I'll live. Wait, I've got 12 minutes left? I love doing this. So, too many handicap matches, too many gimmicked matches. No, it's the handicap matches never have a clear-cut winner. It's fine because in wrestling there is no clear-cut winner unless your name is on the main roster. And obviously, Shane has become a poster child. Not yet, but she's getting there. Also, will Shinsuke Nakamura go back to NXT? Will he stay? We don't know, but that match between Shinsuke, I forget who it was in his book, but it was a damn good match. I watched it on YouTube after I read it anyways. For those of us, you know, that are undergoing coronavirus, you know, or going through the symptoms, my hearts and prayers go out to you guys. And I hope that you guys make a full recovery. All right, folks. Well, that'll do it for tonight. I'm about to tip over, fall asleep. For real this time, this is the last one. If you didn't like what good old Brian Rails had to say, then I got 3 choice words for you. Forget about it. Two of those bitches I got to sleep.